That's actually just how Michael makes sounds.
Yeah, I can't actually.
It's like talk. Like a cricket.
It's all beard vibrations.
Beard vibrations sounds like a good, like novelty new funk band.
I was thinking of a gay sex club, but you know.
What's the difference?
So this is what Michael thinks about, folks.
No.
What's your comedic timing today, Matt?
Yeah, it's off.
You're very funny, Matt.
His comedic timing is a joke.
God damn it.
See, that's a good joke. That's a good joke. It's a good joke because it's a bad joke, and he did it in his wackety-smackety-doo voice.
See, you say my wackety-smackety voice, and it's just my normal voice.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Welcome to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast, episode 44. I think we're gonna fucking shoot some shit, shoot some bolts, shoot some magic, and punch some stuff real hard today.
Yes, absolutely. So when we last left you guys, we were gearing up for a combat. Now, the setup for this is you guys are going back in time to kick time in the teeth and also mind flayers. And also displacer beasts. So basically what we got in front of us here is my crappy attempt at making a map because I'm bad at this. So what you see there in the center, the black and white Geron icon, is what we will henceforth be referred to as the Jerry Nexus.
I vote we blow up the Jerry Nexus.
I am a fan of the Jerry Nexus. We will not blow it up.
So what this is the slow motion replay of Geron beginning to explode, right? Like getting overloaded and beginning to explode. Your goal here is to defeat all enemies before that happens, and some weird shit might happen around the Geron Nexus, and you don't want to touch it. Touching it is a bad idea. So, when we last left you guys, John and Geron had beaten up some Mind Flayers, but their buddies had come through the rift and are now squaring up. This is kind of what bought Geron time to get back into his body in the first place. So, what we see here is we got three Displacer Beasts, two Mind Flayers. You got one sort of short and stout Mind Flayer. He'll be referred to as Mario. We got a tall, lanky one with that little spear there. Gonna call him Luigi. He kind of looks like a vacuum cleaner.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't give them, like, Cthulhu names. Or it's just M apostrophe Rio and L apostrophe Geo. You know, I feel like you really missed your opportunities
here. I thought to go for that, but then I realized it would just be really annoying to say, and I wouldn't remember how they were pronounced.
Just call them Salt and Pepper.
Then for the Displacer Beasts, we just went with dead speedster animal mascot video game characters. So we got Sanic, Crash, and Bubsy 3D.
Sweet. They're so dead, mm-hmm. I actually can't see their names.
Yeah, I can't see their names either.
Hey, Dan, I can't see the names of the Displacer Beasts.
Or actually, you know what? That's part of their trick. We don't know which one's Sanic, which one's Crash, and which one is Bubsy.
I think we all know which one's Bubsy 3D is.
I'm going to make Bubsy 3D into Bubsy 2D.
Here's the thing. We're not going to have to worry too much about Bubsy 3D, you guys.
What we do have to watch out for is Bubsy 4D.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about the Bubsy Time Cube.
How about not? So, anyway, if you'll see here, you guys are in the bottom right of the map, the southeastern side. You may position yourselves as you will anywhere behind this tree line.
Do the trees count as cover or difficult terrain?
The trees are cover and impassable terrain.
Okay.
You cannot. You may be able to cut some corners if you'd like, but anywhere where there's a gap between the leaves between trees is going to be difficult terrain. So like right in between these two trees, see how the squares are partially covered? That's difficult terrain, right? So then you see these patches of different colored grass. This is tall grass, which will grant partial concealment. Or partial cover, rather.
Can we run into Pokemon in there?
Absolutely not.
Does that stack with Shadow Walk?
No, it does not. I'll need to look it up later, but I'll make the executive decision that cover and concealment do not stack. because that seems silly.
That's fair.
No, concealment is a defense bonus and cover is an attack debuff, so they should stack, but that seems stupid.
It also will literally only apply to one character.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Stacks. I'll need to look into it, but sure. Yeah. Also, remember, please do not be looking at turn order, because I can't hide it.
I already threw it away. We Gucci.
Don't say Gucci.
You're going to alienate our nerd audience.
Nerds are the biggest posers there are, though.
You're going to alienate our nerd audience. He didn't mean it, babies. We love you.
He didn't mean it. He probably did mean it, but I'm gonna again make the executive decision that he didn't mean it, because shut up, Matt.
Yeah.
Alright, here, let me roll some monster initiative while you guys roll your initiative and don't tell it to me yet. Ooh, that's the roll for Bubsy 3D.
Nat 1.
Absolutely.
Bubsy 3D.
It is pretty great that Bubsy 3D rolled that one.
Will there be a single session of this fucking game where I don't lose my goddamn D20?
Just, you know, fucking hang on to it. What's wrong with you?
Oh, that's the Sonic roll.
Guess you just critted his initiative.
Nice.
It doesn't mean anything.
I know.
Hey, guess what Jerry and Bubsy 3D have in common?
Nat ones?
Yeah.
Well, Bubsy 3D is going first. This place would be some very good initiative bonuses.
So,
alright, give me the initiatives.
8.
John got Bubsy 3D is going first.
And 23? What's the bonus that we get from Elias? Doesn't he give a bonus on initiative? Like a plus one or something?
No, that's perception.
That's to perception.
I thought someone had a circlet, but...
Doesn't somebody have... I think somebody does have a circlet that gives an initiative bonus, right?
It should show up on your sheet.
Doesn't somebody? I think somebody does.
That ain't me. I have my feet.
I could have sworn that somebody had something like that.
That's what I thought, but I have a 13 on my initiative.
19.
Okay, so a 13 from Patton and a 19 from Elias. Okay.
Correct.
Elias, what is your dex?
Dex? 19.
Okay, then you're going first.
Damn straight.
You're going before the other guy who rolled a 19.
I'm nimble as fuck.
You're moderately nimble.
I'm 19 is pretty fucking nimble.
I mean, not as nimble as this displacer beast.
John's nimble as fuck, boy.
No, you tied with one of the mind flayers. Thank you guys for not rolling the exact same thing as a lot of these other dudes.
Wait,
Pat, so,
why are you moving over there? We should split it to strike teams.
Because I can magic weapon two people at once.
Yeah, you might want to think about that strategy. You should kind of build around Patton here.
Yeah, because like, you can go over there and get fucked if you want, but...
Yeah, you just moved over there without telling me anything.
Oh, man. Imagine what that must be like to, like, bolt because you sense danger but not tell anyone.
I didn't... It was, like, picto-seconds, okay?
Picto-seconds.
You guys had it coming.
Like seconds, but you draw them out.
Yeah. Don't worry there, Tim. I appreciated your joke there.
I mean, I got it. I'm not laughing, but I got it.
I'm not gonna no-sell that one. That was a good joke. Alright, so first up is... Samic. Displacer beasts are fast, so... Things that you should know immediately vis-a-vis Elias knowing shit about displacer beasts. One. Basically, since you have a biologist in your party, I'll just read out the traits here that you should be aware of. Displacement. When a melee or range attack hits a displacer beast, blah, 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 you have a chance to miss even if you hit. But once you hit it, you can hit them from then on when you find them. Also, they have threatening reach. They make opportunity attacks against enemies within 2 squares of them.
So if an ally hits them, we still have that chance to miss, right?
No. They lose the trait for the turn.
For the turn?
Yes.
Okay.
They regain the trait at the start of the next turn.
Holy fuck.
So focus fire. Don't spread your shit out.
Right. So first up is going to be Sanic. So Sanic is going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They have a speed of 12. Then it is going to use Cunning Blitz. So it is going to shift half its speed and make an attack against you guys as a drive-by. So it is going to go one, attack John with one of those grabby tentacles. So John, does a 31 hit your AC?
Wouldn't that be really cool if it didn't? And I had like a 35 AC.
It would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. God, I wish that were me.
So, you're going to be taking 9 damage. Then it is going to shift here and attack Patton.
Don't I get to make an opportunity attack?
No, it's shifting.
Fuck that. Wow, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It's going to roll in that one. Then it is going to go 1, 2, 3.
It's not going to attack me?
It can only make the attack against 2 targets. 4. And end its turn in cover.
Isn't that partial concealment, not cover?
No, it's going to be cover. So just you take a -2 to attack rolls against it.
And the Jerry Nexus. So what happens if something touches the Jerry Nexus?
What happens if something touches the Jerry Nexus? You don't want to know.
Don't shove things into the Jerry Nexus. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'll shove Sanic into the Jerry Nexus to see what happens. But Jerry's going to explode twice. There'll be like two yeah. of them.
Patton can't help it. He's a scientist.
We don't want to be in a multi-Jerry situation here. There's too many Jerrys already.
So you've got a Jerry-shaped hole in the multiverse. What if you put a Jerry into it?
Don't shove Jerry into the Jerry Nexus.
Won't that fix it?
You'll get an infinite recursion of Jerrys.
Yeah, well, it'll fix it.
That's not how this works.
Is it? Where's your proof?
If you want to shove Jerry into the... Okay, so first turn, Jerry jumps into the Jerry Nexus. Battle over.
It's just, fuck you, DM.
I could totally do that.
Don't fucking do that.
I mean, here's the thing. It would get rid of 2 Jerrys.
It would.
There wouldn't be 2 Jerrys anymore. I'm Jerry. Welcome to Jackass. Films his own suicide, jumping into a past version of himself.
It's Double Jerry Midnight Madness.
Yep. Who's up next? Alrighty. Next up is John. Remember, these things have threatening reach.
And so that's if he's if he moves within 2 squares of them?
Yeah, yep. 2 squares.
Well, how's he supposed to go in and punch him then?
That's a good question.
Can he charge?
If he charges, he's going to knock him into the Jerry Nexus.
No, don't charge them into the Jerry Nexus. That's probably a bad idea.
We're not touching the Jerry Nexus.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Oh, you're going to take the opportunity attack from it?
I mean, I don't really have a choice. If I want to do something here, right?
I mean, you do have your gun.
I do have my gun.
You can't really do a ton with it, but you could. You do have the opportunity to do a... Can't you... You can mark a paladin thing with your paladin power, your divine challenge, right?
Yeah, that's right. I always forget about that because it's normally useless.
Would that count as hitting the target?
It does not. So you haven't gotten to use divine challenge much because you've been kind of busy healing things, but divine challenge is a minor action close burst 5... You mark the target, the mark lasts until you use this power again. The marker also ends at the end of your turn if you didn't engage the target, meaning you neither attacked it during your turn nor are adjacent to it at the end of your turn. So you don't need to be adjacent to it to sustain your mark.
Yeah.
You can mark it and then shoot it, and that will count as engaging it.
Yeah, it's what I was saying is it's normally useless. Because normally I have my shotgun and I'm meleeing attacking.
Yeah, you normally just kill things before they have a chance to ever even think about violating your mark. But yeah,
that's some fucking javelin. So I pull out that new pistol.
Yep.
And I don't actually, I can't use any other attacks with that, right? It's only just the ranged basic attack.
Yeah, basically, you're going to maybe be able to get some at some time later, right? If you
everything's melee, so
there are actually some amount of paladin like ranged attack powers, but they're really rare.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna get any of those.
Right, and they're all charisma based.
So now. Do I let Patton do his magic weapon thing? Or do I wait Leader Javelin Elias's way up to Senek?
Oh, what, you want to, like, hold your turn?
I don't know the turn order, though. I don't know if other bad things are going to happen in between.
Correct.
You gotta just make the decision based on what you know.
Throwing down marks is a good idea, but...
Yeah, I think I'm just going to shoot at someone.
Okay, so you're going to Divine Sanction... Or Divine Challenge, or whichever one it is?
Yeah, Divine Challenge.
Okay. So, Divine Challenge on Senek. And what does that look like?
Well, I feel like words are useless here, so I'm just going to shoot at it a bunch, try to get its attention.
Alright, so you're going to do the whole, like, shoot at its feet a couple of times, walk out and do, like, the hat tip?
Sure, yeah. That sounds good.
You know, like, the gunslinger hat tip sort of thing?
John aggressively tips his fedora.
All right. So are you going to move anywhere before you try to make that range basic attack or no?
I don't think taking a step forward is going to give me a better shot, will it?
No, I don't believe so. But and I believe you're within close range of the thing anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to shoot at it with a basic ranged attack.
Yep.
That is a 24.
24 versus AC?
Mm-hmm.
Did you factor in the minus two from cover?
22. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. What did you roll on the die?
A 15.
A 15. Okay. So I'm going to need a ruling here from you guys. Oh, no, wait. It says on the attack roll. So you rolled a 22?
Yeah, I rolled a 22 total.
Then it hits. So... Basically, you go for a couple of shots there, right? And you see the streak of this thing, like its entire body shifts, and you just like shot it in the leg, as it hobbles back into cover and starts like licking the wound, but it's now sort of solidified and is no longer going all weird and bendy on you. So this thing is currently marked with the here. I'll put down the. I'll use the stopwatch marker to note that this thing is currently hittable. Yeah, give me the damage.
Wow. Eight damage.
Eight damage?
Eight damage.
You're not used to doing reasonable damage.
That's not reasonable damage. That's a small number. It's a small number for a small gun. For a small gunslinger, and I ain't no small gunslinger.
Oh. All right. Are you doing anything else in your turn, or is that going to be it?
I think that's mine. That's pretty much my entire turn. I'm gonna leave it right there.
All right. Next up is going to be Elias.
All right. Displacer beasts. Number one, I want to catch one and keep it. You know, I mean, it's okay if it's dead. I just want the specimen.
Okay.
But dealing with displacer beasts is something that I'm actually quite confident at. So,
right, because you can ship two squares.
Yes. Thanks for calling out what I was going to do before I get to call it out, dingus. It's not fair. Let me be cool. Okay, so what I'm going to do is Elias is going to take a deep breath, see that Senek is still being shifty and probably willing, like, since it's a wounded animal, is probably likely to try and lash out at me. So knowing that, I'm going to shift two squares. Dodging whatever tentacles that it, you know, fainting and baiting out the tentacles as they come out and getting...
How are you doing that, by the way, for the viewers?
What do you mean? Oh, I'm using five storms.
The five storms movement technique.
Yes. The movement technique. I almost never use the movement technique.
Yeah.
But it's very useful here. So then I'm going to use five storms.
Yep, because you're locked into doing that for the viewers.
There's so many fucking rolls for this.
Can't use the movement technique from one attack and then not use the attack from another attack.
Right.
Obviously.
That's plus 8.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a 22.
Versus?
Versus reflex.
Did you factor in the minus 2 from cover?
20 versus reflex.
Okay.
We're gonna
That'll
keep
hit.
Doing that.
Alright.
You bastards.
Hell yeah. Fuck you.
Just remember to cover.
Don't tell me what to do. 1d8 plus 5.
And cover is a form of concealment, correct?
No. For some unknown reason.
That's stupid.
Alright, so I'm going to hit it with a 1d8 plus 5 damage base.
Isn't that... Oh, yeah, that is the base. But then, you know, you've got your...
Yes, then there's the flurry of blows. Shit.
There's all the nonsense.
Yes. All right, that's 8. And then I'm going to use Centered Flurry of Blows.
Yep.
Which is an additional 6. And then another... So 8, because it's the Rain of Hammers key focus.
And then you've got a feat, right?
And then the key club does another 2, so it's 10.
Yeah, you took Crashing Tempest style, right?
Correct.
So yeah, 10. Your flurry blows is just always a flat 10. Are you shifting this guy out of cover?
Yeah, I'll shift him right next to me.
Whoop.
And then I'm going to use the Rain of Hammers key focus power daily.
Oh shit. Remember, the entirety of the damage was 18, right?
Correct.
Okay, so hang on one second.
So basically right now, I realize that this is probably one of the stronger ones, and I want to get this, we've got an opening, I want to take advantage of it and get rid of this thing now.
Makes sense, and for the people at home, what is the daily power of your Rain of Hammers key focus?
That is, minor action, make an at-will attack against an enemy that you already hit with an attack during this turn.
Nice.
So I just make another straight-up at-will, which will be, this time, I can use a different one, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there one that just, like, fucking knocks people pro- Yeah, I'm gonna hit him with Dragon Snow. Fuck that guy.
I'm assuming you're doing this, like, full-on monk style of, like,
oh, yeah, just
don't trust your eyes.
This is just knowing how a wounded animal moves, and specifically how one of these displacer beasts, just looking at it, how it's likely to move, the musculature, the tentacles, everything, just making a strong prediction.
Right. So, Dragon's Tail, roll it.
All right, that will be... Okay. 17 versus Fortitude.
17 versus Fortitude. Question. Let me, don't you have a feat that grants you combat advantage when you slide something?
Wait, a feat?
Yeah.
I might actually. Yes, until end of next turn game combat advantage. Deadly draw. Yeah, correct.
Yep. So that is a 19, correct?
Correct. Versus Fortitude.
Yep, the 19 will hit.
Yes. This is pure monk.
Would not have worked without Deadly Draw.
And do I get to add the Centered Flurry of Blows again or no?
No. Centered Flurry of Blows is a once per turn. Centered Flurry of Blows is a sometimes power.
But it says you hit an attack on your turn. Oh, one per round. I didn't read the full card.
Special, you can use this power only once per round.
Double chocolate cake, and then at the bottom you read 1200 calories.
Yeah.
I didn't want to read that part. Alright, let me hit this dude. Oh, that'll be 9 in this room.
Wait, did you say plus 4?
Correct. 1d6 plus 4 damage.
That... Why is it lower than 5 storms?
What? Dragon's Tail does less damage than 5 storms.
No, it should do 1d6 plus 5. You're looking at the dexterity modifier on the skill power, not at the power card at the bottom.
Plus 5, so then it's 10. Fuck you.
How many times?
We know how to play
D&D. We haven't done combat in a million fucking years.
Just look at the bottom of the power. I've said it every
time.
You say
that every
time. It wasn't me this time. This is great.
No, every time Elias forgets his shit.
You forget it all the goddamn time too.
Me?
Yeah.
What do I forget?
You forget your stats all the damn time. Don't act like you don't.
Last combat, I corrected you on my stats, sir.
Guys,
I think we can all just be glad it wasn't me this time.
Yes.
Hold on, before we go any further, speaking of forgetting things, Geron has the floating +2 because my suit is still, like, used to Jerry's mana signature.
Okay, sure. I should have called for that. That's my bad, but please do, like, chime in with that sooner. It's good that you did it before the start of your turn, though.
You people wouldn't stop talking.
Okay, fair enough. You doing anything else there, Elias?
Well, it's 10 damage, but then because of the Talon Amulet, it does an extra 1 because I have combat advantage.
Oh, nice. So I'll subtract 1 more. Thank you for remembering how your abilities and items work.
Is that not bloodied?
No.
Are you kidding? I did a fuckload of damage to that thing. I did 29 damage to that thing.
Yeah.
That's not that much damage.
Displacer beasts.
John says, oh, that's not real damage.
That's Mr. 4D12.
Now, Elias, you want some real damage?
Oh, fuck.
The gun's coming out. How did you even make that sound effect?
I have this airsoft shotgun.
I want to tell you right now, Tim has been planning that for at least 2 months.
Amazing.
You can...
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good noise.
That's good. I like
Click,
that.
Click, clack, the gun's coming out.
Click. Clack, the gun's coming out!
At the end of my turn, do I have a minor? Okay, yeah, I do have a minor. I'm going to use my power encounter stone skin cloth armor and gain 5 temporary hit points.
Oh, okay.
This is just Specky going into battle mode.
Meow.
Alrighty, so.
Well,
next.
And my actual armor hardening.
Next up is going to be Luigi, who is going to be very, very confusing.
It's a football.
Okay.
I chiseled it.
So, Luigi is going to start here, and you're going to see him start chanting some stuff. His eyes are going to start glowing. You're going to start hearing some, you know, nether talk from the hell realm.
Jerry, what's he saying?
Backwards things in tongues that should not exist.
Oh, cool.
I don't like
it. Yeah, I speak Draconic, Elias, not deep speech.
So this is going to be him summoning some illusions. So these Crab Nicholsons are going to represent the illusions.
Oh god, there are so many.
Fucking serious.
That's a lot of Crab Nicholsons.
Yeah, he summons 4 Crab Nicholsons.
Now this is an extreme sleepover.
These are minions. Functionally speaking, it's going to take damage when they get knocked to 0. But yeah. So, he's going to just put one of these on each of you guys, basically. 2 on John. Ooga booga. What these are going to be is illusory displacer beasts and hell demons and the like. You know, they're showing up and you are firmly convinced of the reality of the things that you are seeing. You're working on dream logic here, right?
Oh, I can't even roll perception or nature or anything to it.
Nope. Yep. That's just how this is happening. So, next, yep. Hang on, let me just make sure I've got their stat block here. Ooh, I don't. Hold on, one second.
Please hold. So in other news, while he's looking that up.
I got it right here.
I had a thing going.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, go for it.
It's on me. You think that stuff really works on me?
I found an Alex Jones soundboard.
I want to find an Alex Jones soundboard.
Shut your murderous fat mouth!
High quality podcast material right here.
I'm a human. I'm a pioneer. I'm angry.
I approve. I shouldn't approve, but I approve.
Is this fucking, is this saying it?
I'm coming.
I enjoy this far too much. One final one here.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water. They turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Fair enough. Okay, here it is.
This is Elias's canonical voice.
Alrighty. So each of these things, each one of these little illusions has an aura. Because this wasn't already confusing enough. Any enemy that starts its turn within the aura is slowed until the end of its next turn.
Wow, fuck off.
Slowed for two turns.
Jesus Christ.
No, until the end of your... Yeah, get slowed on your first turn until the end of your next turn. Okay. So yeah, it is a two-turn slow.
So they come in and there's like a cloud around them as they first pop into existence. Or maybe not existence, half existence.
It's if you start your turn next to them, the dream logic starts to take over, right? It takes more out of you to break away from them.
They only have a half life, but there'll be full life consequences.
Is Luigi actively chanting to keep these dudes up, or was it a one and done?
That's a one and done.
Damn it. I was going to shoot him in his stupid fucking face and make him stop.
I mean, you can still do that. Question, can we shoot through the Jerry Nexus?
It's just a Jerry, right?
Yes.
Okay, so things can travel through the Jerry Nexus. Just not animate objects.
So, next up, Luigi is going to move 1, 2, and he's going to go through his ally's square, and then they are going to bloop, flip out of existence, and each ally adjacent can teleport 10 squares. So, Bubsy 3D, boom. And then Mario is going to go right here.
Shit.
Right?
Toss me a pass.
So, Luigi's being an asshole. Next up is Crash.
I like Luigi. He's my favorite.
Whoa! Who's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
My favorite is Yoshi. Ha-ha.
Get right up next to fucking Giron here, who has put his back to a tree and left himself with nowhere to run. And once again, this guy's going to go for a drive-by.
I prefer if you didn't.
I would prefer if I would prefer if I did.
Just consider what me, the player, would like to do.
Yeah, I considered that, and I found that I would have more fun doing this to you than you would be upset by me doing it. Thus, the net happiness of this game of D&D would increase.
Did you just bite cuck him?
Yes.
Guys, stop dating the podcast with memes.
That one's timeless.
Bullshit.
So he's gonna go... Oh, actually, he's gonna need to do this a bit differently here. Let me think about this real quick.
I just got one message for you, Daniel.
We'll never be your slave.
Do I have to take that away from you?
Probably.
Yeah.
One of the buttons is literally just unknown noises.
Okay, so
I will permit you to press that button once and only once at some time during the rest of this podcast.
I'm gonna save
you can
it.
Spend it right now if you want.
No, I gotta save it.
Either the curiosity is going to kill you, or the three people cornering you against a tree are going to kill you.
So they're going. It's going to make this movement, and then wham. Wham bam like that.
Wait, it's not attacking Jerry now?
No, it is. Oh. I'm just saying that during this movement, it's going to attack Giron and then John.
Stop.
No.
I'm already covered in Crab Nicholson.
That's a good sentence. So, first up, Giron attack. 15 versus AC.
Nope.
John attack. 31 versus
what
AC
the fuck?
Again. These things really don't like you.
Jeez.
Or they really do like you. Hey, John, take... Oh, minimum damage, 7.
Now, I have a question, Dan.
Yeah.
So these other Crab Nicholsons, do I... well, okay. I guess I can't tell. Do they all have the same initiative?
Yes.
Okay, so are all four of these fuckers going to go right now?
We haven't really fought against minions that much, but basically they just smack you.
Yeah.
They don't do much fancy shit.
But I mean, are all four Crab Nicholsons going to take their turn?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and give John a shocking feedback then.
Okay.
So, John, I'm going to give you a shot there. Take out the take out old reliable, old Zappy. And so, for those who don't remember, shocking feedback, immediate interrupt, trigger, enemy hits and deals damage to one of my allies with an attack. And then I hit that fucker for 2 weapon plus int, and then my ally gains resist 5 until the end of my next turn.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So 2 weapon plus int, that would be plus 10
on the
attack.
Well, you need to roll the attack.
Yeah, so plus 10, so let's see.
Wait, 2 weapon plus, wait, what do you mean plus 10 on
the
attack?
No, that's the damage. So it's just plus 10 on attack, 27 versus AC.
Wow, you've got a plus 10 on tracking defect? Oh, because it's a weapon attack. What was the roll there?
It was 27 versus AC.
27 versus AC? That'll hit.
So he, like, jumps in to try and hit John, and I just take the shot right through it, just disperses it.
Wait, 27 John. Versus AC on Crash?
Yeah.
Wait, are you attacking Crash or the crabs?
He's attacking Displacer Beast. Yeah. You rolled an odd number on the attack roll. Miss.
Oh, what?
Yep.
No, for real?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Okay, so I don't think John gets the
an
bonus.
An attack
then.
Misses the Displacer Beast. Free action, Displacer Beast shifts 1 square into cover.
Wait, that means those things have, we have a 50% chance to just fucking whiff.
Yep.
Yes.
Depending on, wait, certain bonuses to hit fuck us over, though.
Yep.
Okay, so if that misses, all right, motherfucker, you want to play this game? We'll play this game. Memory of 1,000 lifetimes.
Oh, you're gonna re-roll the attack?
I'm gonna add a D6 to it.
Oh, you're gonna try and go for an even number?
Come on, no whammies.
I like it.
I rolled a 6.
Ooh. You rolled a 6?
That stays odd.
That's still odd. Miss.
You know, sometimes, Dan, I just really fucking despise you.
Displacer beasts are fun. So next up is the horde of Crab Nicholsons who should have gone. Snip, snip, snip. You know, in all honesty, it might as well just be Crab Nicholsons. You're seeing some weird shit.
Who's getting hit with the snips?
First up, Jiron. He's not getting hit. Next up, Patton. Not getting hit. Next up, John.
Swear to God.
John's getting hit.
Yeah, what did he roll?
28 versus AC. 5 damage.
Okay.
Crab Nicholson. This is Crab Battle 2, Electric Nicholson Boogaloo.
It is. Next up, Elias.
Fuck off.
27 versus AC.
No, that doesn't hit.
Fuck off, 5 damage.
That's why I have my temporary hit point.
So if Crab Nicholson comes back, could you say it was Crab Nickelback?
Shut up.
You can't say that.
Okay, so next up is going to be Mario, who is gonna sprung jump on over here and summon more Crab Nicholsons.
What? Enough with the Nicholsons.
There's just a lot of them.
That's far too many Nicholsons.
All right, guys, so I'm thinking we might have to come up with a backup plan here.
No. I can take out, like, 2 of them on my turn myself.
Wow, a whole 2? That really helps.
No, Elias is really good at dealing with these things. And just so you know, killing them does damage the big boss guys.
Take a screenshot of this right now, just so you can see all the fucking Crab Nicholsons.
Yep. Okay, so we already moved. And then this is minor. Then...
do these Nicholsons stack? Like, if we fail to get rid of all of the Nicholsons, can they summon...
Oh, no. That's an encounter power.
Okay, I was going to say...
they're not summoning 4 every turn.
I was going to say, they better not summon...
they can only summon 1 extra one every turn.
Crab Nicholsons.
Yet further Crab Nicholsons.
And, you know, so this guy is now going to target Jiron with some Mind Flaying. And he's gonna miss.
What are they, Doodle Bob? Get out of here.
Yeah. He just doodle bobbed at you, but that didn't work. He tries to reach into your mind, but there was nothing for him to eat.
Wow.
That's fucking rude.
I'm sorry. Literally.
That one was mean. I'm sorry.
I feel so attacked right now.
I am literally shaking.
Jerry can literally be a god, but okay.
Okay, I don't feel bad about it anymore. That's gonna be Mario's turn. Next up, Patton.
Mario.
Snippy. The sound of snapping is just deafening.
So, quick question: how long does brew potion is a ritual? So I can't do that mid combat, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Oh, because I was just gonna make some garbage together. Oh, because so these guys, it's just they're minions. So they take one hit to go down, and it correct. Seems like oh, you rolled even. Yeah, you hit the crab. You rolled odd? Well, suck a fuck, Tad. Doesn't matter.
That's just the Displacer Beasts.
Oh, okay.
That's the Displacer Beasts gimmick.
Okay, because I was just going to make a potion and then just have it... Psh.
Can you make a potion so that we only roll even numbers?
That's a bit of an odd potion.
Well, no, because you guys can't even.
God damn it.
I can make a potion that guarantees you hit, like, 11 and 7 and, you know, 31. I could do that easy.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing on your turn?
Potion of meta rolling.
That's a very good question, Dan.
You do have, like, a couple of daggers and stuff. You could have little bro swap them in your hands, because that's what you got with your...
I got my stick for keeping people away.
Yeah, you've got your staff that you can use to just whack things.
You don't have any area of effect shit?
No, he does not.
I do not have a single area attack. I do have thundering armor.
Yeah. Thundering armor could be good for...
And it's a burst, so I don't open myself up for opportunity attacks, right?
Correct. You could hit... Also, I believe thundering armor is a close burst attack?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would in fact bypass the Displacer Beast's defense.
Wait, burst attacks bypass it?
Yes.
Well, 5 storms bypasses it. Why do I have to roll to see if I actually hit him?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. It's fine. You hit it anyway, so there wasn't a problem. But yes, 5 storms is going to be very effective against them.
I'm
going to
use Wind Through the Will as a close blast 3 every single fucking Crab Nicholson on this board.
Yeah, you're going to deal a shit ton of damage to everything. So.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do Thunder and Armor.
On.
Let's see. Because I kind of want to hit the Displacer Beast that's already been hit, because then I know that I'm going to hit it if I roll good.
Well, you're always going to hit them because it's an area burst attack.
Well, I mean, like, if I roll, like, a 2, you know?
Yeah.
Because I want to give John that extra AC, just because that little bit might help.
Okay, Patton, if you can get rid of the 2 Crab Nicholsons in front of you, like, to your north, then I can use Wind Through the Willows and hit 4 things at once.
I could target one of the crabs with thunder and armor.
You always can't. You can hit 4 things at once with 5 storms.
What? Well, yeah, but it's cooler with Wind Through the Willows, and it deals way more damage.
True. So, what are you doing there, Patton?
I guess we'll go ahead and fuck. Yeah, I feel like it's a waste to use thundering armor just on one of these crabs. If I hit them, they'll go down. So I'm gonna use it and gonna get rid of the one directly. Northeast of me, the one right above John.
Okay, who are you targeting with the attack about, John?
Yeah, John, because it's everyone nearby.
And then you're targeting direction north, Crab Nicholson.
Yeah, northeast from Pat and north from John.
Okay, roll it.
All right, 9 plus 8. So 17 versus 4.
Versus? 17 versus 4, that'll hit.
Nice.
Meh. That's going to deal 5 damage to Luigi.
Okay, so it's just when they die, they take 5. Okay, so, yeah, so then, John, do you get an extra AC there?
You blast through the illusion, and you see the feedback ripple makes the tall, lanky Mind Flayer look pissed off.
Yep, I gave John a little bit of a sample of Dr. Patton's patent-pending Shadow Walk with Me.
God damn, how does he have so many of these?
You have a list?
No, dude, I just... Okay, here's a little inside revival here. 95% of my potions, I make up maybe 5 seconds before I use them.
God damn.
Like, it's crazy.
All right, you doing anything else in your turn there, Patton?
Let's see, that was my standard.
All right, so I get a plus what then?
A plus one to your AC. One.
Okay, that's a small number for small doctors.
But you did open up a path for John to be able to shift out of Crab Nichols and L.
That I do.
I mean...
And how much, John, how much health are you missing right now?
I'm at 25.
And what's your maximum?
46.
So you're at about half. I'll go ahead and, well, it's a close burst. Yeah, so you're good for now. I'll hold on to this. I'll go ahead and I will shift over to Jerry.
Okay. Next up is going to be Bubsy 3D.
That's right, I forgot about him.
Everybody did. So, you know, Bubsy 3D, he ain't too smart, so he's going to...
I'm taunting him.
He's going to shift behind his prone friend and attack Elias. Reach.
It's not what I wanted.
Tentacles.
Okay.
Okay. Does a 20 hit your AC?
Do I have any bonuses right now for AC?
No.
And yet.
Oh, okay. This is gonna hurt. And not really that much, actually. Oh, no, wait, yeah, that's gonna hurt. that's going to be 13 damage.
Damn, son. Okay.
Chunked. That's gonna be his turn, though. He's not that bright. Next up, Jerry.
Jesus
Christ. It's like that dream you've always had.
What, with the Crab Nicholsons?
Yeah, that recurring dream.
The recurring dreams that I have constantly now, ever since I got struck by lightning.
You're constantly being struck by lightning, actually. Like, right now.
Yes, actually.
You're, like, exploding in another timeline.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do here...
Oh, wait, John. Just reminder for Patton and everybody... Reminder that Patton's healing effects do not cause you to spend healing surges.
Right.
Okay.
Just throwing that out before I forget.
Ooh, mine do.
Yeah, yours make people spend.
I like to imagine that Zep and Back in Time Negazep are just hanging out right now. Filming Exploding Jerry.
Just having
the
a great time.
The most exciting thing going on right now.
Easily.
Alrighty. So, next up. Yeah, Jerem. What are you doing?
Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to magic item daily curse Mario.
Okay, he used a magic item daily. What does that do there, Patton?
Well, it's my jacket. So
no, I asked Patton, what happens when somebody uses a magic item daily?
Well, he's going to go ahead and he's going to get... let's see here. When an ally uses a daily magic item, they gain half their level plus my int mod, which I believe is 4. Let me double check.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you get, ability mod 4 plus half your level. So 6 HP.
Temp HP.
Yeah, temp HP. Do you have that plus 2 bonus that you can apply as a free action to one of your attacks?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Okay. And now, for my next trick, I'm going to daily Curse of the Dark Dream on Mario.
Nice. Wait a second. You're in melee. Is Curse of the Dark Dream a close blast or a ranged attack?
That's a range 10, my dude.
Okay, so you're taking 2 opportunity attacks.
That's okay.
Okay, first opportunity attack. That's going to be an 18 versus AC.
Nope.
Second opportunity attack. Is going to be less. You got lucky.
They're just crabs. What are they going to do?
No, they're Crab Nicholsons.
Yeah.
And if they touch me, they're going to have a really extreme sleepover. Anyway.
That's... You might want to rephrase that.
You could have just added dirt. You could have just said a dirt sleepover, and it would have been fine, but...
Of course, the reference being Crab Nicholson's Extreme Sleepover, the best video game ever made.
Yeah. I spent so much time playing that game. Holy shit.
Yeah. So good.
The kart racing section was kind of weird, but...
Okay, so he hits him with the duck dream.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, now he has to actually roll the attack.
And hey, speaking of attacks, that was Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast, episode 44. My name's Tan. You can find the show on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and links to all those on the website, www.lmtya.com, or letmetellyouabout.moe. You can find us on Twitter, @letmetellyoupd, and you can find each one of us in the Discord, which will be in the description. You can see Michael and Dan doing Twitch streams at @bro_operatives. Matt recently started a new podcast called The Sweet Life of Matt and Cody. And that'll about do it. We'll catch you guys next week with the conclusion of this combat in episode 45. See you then.